Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons, and that means one thing at 3:30 on a Friday. It means we're going to talk to our buddy Mike Giardi, who has the best open for a phone hit in all of radio.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Ted Johnson, and now Mike Giardi.
That is one of the better intros.
It's tremendous. And I want to let all of you guys know, at whatever point we play Giardi's intro and he says bulging disc, if I don't chuckle, smile, or laugh, call a doctor or call a coroner or something, because I'm done. I'm dead inside. There's something really serious wrong with me. Because, Mike, that gets me to laugh. I know it wasn't as funny for you in the moment because I was there with you.
It wasn't the best.
And I remember how you felt, but we came out the other side, and we can all laugh about it now. So let's get to the man of the moment. We were just talking. Ted Johnson was talking about Drake May. Fitzy was talking about Drake May, the numbers he's putting up, the percentage of the offense that's on his shoulders. What are we in the midst of right now? Is this like an early pop, and then there's going to be a regression before you can have the real development? Is this just a good quarterback getting together with a good offensive coordinator, and we're seeing something special develop before our eyes? Where are we in this budding Drake May superstardom story?
I definitely think we've taken our first steps towards the year two leap. And you have to say, just put it out there to everybody, the schedule's not awesome. It hasn't been awesome the first 4 weeks. Haven't played the iron of the league.
Josh Allen's isn't either. Wait, whoa. Josh Allen's isn't either. His schedule sucks, too.
They're both soft, though. They're both soft.
100%. And what I was going to say before you rudely interrupted me, Andy.
Yes. Welcome to our world.
Yes. Was that, if you look at the schedule going forward, and Aaron Schatz had a tweet about this today, former Football Outsiders guy, like, it's one of the easiest schedules in the last, I don't even remember how many years he said, but it's like mind-blowing how light it is at this juncture in terms of the opponent's DVOA. So there's a real opportunity to continue on this trend where we go from a few steps to maybe, you know, taking a whole flight of stairs if possible. But this is a big one. Even if Buffalo's defense is not what it's been, you know, the environment, the crowd's going to be lubed up. It's going to be loud. They haven't faced that at all this year. You know, your one away game was in Miami, and quite frankly, there was as many Patriots fans as there were Miami fans there. This is not going to be that.
Hey, Mike, are you surprised to see how efficient Drake May is going to Steph Diggs? I mean, I think he's fourth in the NFL in just efficiency, catching 19 of the 22 balls thrown his way. They're playing him. It feels like, if the numbers are correct, and I'm sure they are, that, you know, half the time in the slot, but he's also playing a little bit more Z and X in the boundary. That 4th-and-3 was him on the boundary. Are you surprised that he's become as efficient as he has with Drake?
Well, I mean, that's kind of what we talked about in advance of the season, right, is that Steph is such a smart receiver that – he was going to have a leg up on these other guys, even if he couldn't run as well as he, and still I don't think he's running as well as he used to, which makes a lot of sense. It's not been a year since the ACL, but he has great feel. you know, we were talking about Pop Douglas, right? And like, he's quick and he's fast and but he doesn't have that feel. He doesn't understand when he's got to settle down or when, oh, I've got this guy set up, or, hey, I've got to look for this back shoulder here. Steph has all that in his bag. He's done it for what, this is the 10th or 11th year. Like, he knows how to play the position. So his savvy and his feel has allowed him to connect with the quarterback. And it's clear, I mean, with the exception of Hunter Henry, that Drake feels as comfortable throwing to Steph as anybody on the team.
All right, Mike, we're roughly now with a 17-game season. It's kind of weird numerically, but about a quarter of the way through the season. I know, it's ridiculous. but, okay, quarter-ish of the way through the season. What word or phrase would you use to describe the Pats' offensive line thus far?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, you know, it's not been perfect. You had the fourth quarter sort of meltdown a little bit, especially Will Campbell and Jared Wilson on the left side in the Vegas game. A couple moments in the Steelers game where Herbig got Campbell, and there was a couple other plays. You know, they had a hard time blocking Cam Hayward, which everybody's had a hard time blocking him for almost 15 years now. But by and large, pretty good. I know there are metrics that are all over the place. Some tell you it's the fourth pass blocking unit in the league. Some tell you it's more middle of the road. Doesn't really matter to me. What matters is it's so much better than it's been. And I think that's allowing sort of Drake to settle in and feel more comfortable in these games. You know, obviously last year he had to run for his life pretty much at all times. And now it's sort of like, hey, this is holding up all right. I can sit back here for another beat and make that throw.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. And Patriots Friday, sorry, getting ahead of myself. We're heading into a big game in which we're going to talk about Drake May and Josh Allen. And yes, Drake May probably has to try to score with Josh Allen, who has scored 30 points every game this season or more. Mm-hmm. But defensively, now that you have Christian Gonzalez back, and now that you have Milton Williams back on the practice field today, and now that you have Robert Spillane getting comfortable, he talked about that on the Greg Hill show this morning, that he wasn't real comfortable the first couple weeks in this defense. How are we feeling about this defense going into the challenge of stopping Josh Allen, James Cook, and the Bills?
Still a little bit frightened by it. Still been a little bit erratic, a little bit inconsistent. I mean, look at last week. I mean, again, it's a lopsided win, and you can they weren't playing all their guys at the end of the game. 7 of the 10 Carolina drives ended in Patriots territory. So they did move the ball, and then there was a little bend but don't break, and obviously we know Carolina is offensive back. But, like, it needs to be better, and I think obviously having Gonzalez back, and he was fine last week and should feel better this week, that, you know, he can finally maybe play some of that cat coverage, although, again, I'm not sure they would do that against Buffalo because Buffalo doesn't really have that guy, right? But it certainly allows them more flexibility, and I think they're getting – pretty much what they expected from the interior of that defensive line. You know, Barmore's been a little bit spotty. Williams has been excellent. But Barmore came on last week, had a monster game against backups. But it was good. Like, that's what you're supposed to do, right? You're paying a guy $20 million.
Yep.
You're facing the second stringer, and then the third stringer. Kick their ass. And he kicked their ass.
Mike, you kind of look at this game and matchups and trying to find, you know, weaknesses that you can exploit. And one of the weaknesses for the Buffalo Bills on defense in particular is run defense. They are ironically, the best pass defense in the league, and some of that has to do with the cupcakes that they've played. But the fact that they get run on like they do, the Patriots are kind of top of the bottom third, if you will, in rushing offense. Do you think this is a big game to kind of just have a breakout game for the running attack for the Patriots?
I think if you gave them true serum, they would tell you they would love to be a 50-50 team on Sunday, and they would love to be able to run the ball and have, you know, like, look, they still want explosives, but if you can tell me you get a 23
down
and you're scoring touchdowns off of that, like, that's totally what they would want, right? So shortens the game, keeps the ball out of Allen's hands, you know, keeps your defense from being on the field a ton. So I think, like, if they can't run it this week, then I have serious questions about when they're ever going to be able to run it. Because you mentioned it. It's like Buffalo's a weird team, Ted, because they're lighter in the interior, and they'll be even lighter if Ed Oliver looks like he's going to play this weekend. If he's back, he hasn't been there for the last 3 weeks. Bosa on the edge has been really good against the pass, which not surprising, right?
Yep.
But against the run, liability, people are running right at him and taking charge of him, kind of like people are doing with Chase on with the Patriots, sort of running at him and saying, go ahead, stop it. And he consistently hasn't been able to do it. So there are ways to get to this. I'll give you one other one. For whatever reason, Sean McDermott still puts a ton on his safeties. You know, they had Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, who was probably the best safety duo, you know, of the last 10 years. Yep. You're in that conversation, yep, right?
Now,
sure. Those guys are gone. Mm-hmm. Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop. Rapp's, I think, in year five. He's a tough player. You know, he hits people, but, like, he's not on the level of those two other guys. And Cole Bishop is a young player who's still figuring out his way. And there's a lot on those guys, and I think you can – and that's where Hunter Henry or maybe some of that stuff over the middle where you can get them on the pass plays.
Mike, this is Patriots related, but we'll step outside the confines of Gillette and/or Highmark Stadium and look west. What did you think of last night's game and the best game to date of Michael McCorkle Jones and especially Kendrick Bourne? Hell of a connection the two of them had last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of a throwback to year one of Mac, and just in terms of, you know, the connection he had with Kendrick, but probably the best football that Mac's ever played. I think that was a career high for yards for Bourne and matched a career high for catches. It goes to show you what's surrounding an athletically limited quarterback with a, you know, his arm's not the greatest, but, like, he's relatively smart. Like, you give him a guy with that system and you coach him up, and you tell him you believe in him, and it's made a difference. What is he, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, 3-0 as a starter so far? Mm-hmm. And look, San Francisco's beat up. They got a lot of good players who haven't played with him yet, and they're still winning games. So it's, I don't know. I don't know how, if you're sitting in North Carolina in Chapel Hill and you flipped on the TV last night and you go, huh, interesting how that looks now. When I had it, I didn't want to say the kid's name after year one. So
I think, you know, he took a little shot too with the Pats in his post game comments.
I hope so.
Maybe even Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not true.
Oh, it's true, Bill. He did. he basically said he's, in so many words, getting the best coaching he's ever got.
Oh, well, there's probably some truth to that. Mike, before we let you go, my spies tell me that you cheated on us yesterday, that you were on in drive time in Buffalo. I don't care to hear about that. But also they tell me that maybe the Buffalo radio hosts think that there's a chance that the Patriots could pull the upset this week. Is that true? And do you think there is a chance the Patriots pull the upset?
I think the Buffalo media contingent is a little bit disappointed with the level at which the Bills have played defensively. And I also think there's a little bit, and I've kind of brought this up this week, the last two games, Miami, where they get off this quick start, you're like, they're going to run out of the building. And the next thing you know, you look up again, and it's like, hey, how's Miami get the ball down 7 and moving it? Like, what happened? Same thing with New Orleans last week. Yep. Jump out to a fast start. They're going to run them right out of that place. And then, again, third quarter is because we've got the Patriots game. I'm doing that, covering that. And I look down at the scoreboard, and I'm like, wait, they're losing? They're losing to the Saints? Mm-hmm. So I think they've been playing with their food a little bit. Your advantage, if they continue to look at you like they've looked at some of these other teams, or maybe Sean McDermott gets their attention this week and says, you know, this is a pretty big game. These guys are coming in loaded for bear, feeling good about themselves. Like, show them who's boss. Remind them who's the team that you have to go through, and you're not on our level yet. So I'm really curious to see how that sort of plays out, because I think they have the talent to, as you mentioned, put up a lot of points on the Patriots can match them at this stage.
All right, so get through the Breslow Sam Kennedy answer there. Who are you picking?
Well, I was giving you the sort of the inside information from the Buffalo people. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think it's going to be relatively close, but I think Buffalo will emerge. And yet, I think we'll be talking on Sunday night, or, well, it'll be Monday morning and Monday afternoon, about that's not a bad loss.
Moral victory.
Yeah. I know moral victories, but, like,
yep.
I think this matters for this football team.
Does.
Whereas
it does.
For other teams, we wouldn't. I think it matters for this one, because I think it tells them that what Mike's been trying to coach for them and how he wants them to play, that if you do it that way, we can play with anybody. We can stand toe-to-toe with anybody, and then, you know, we'll see what happens after that.
All right, Mike, enjoy the weekend. It's going to be beautiful. Get out on the paddleboard a couple last times before you head to Buffalo.
I'm off to Buffalo, man. I'm off to...
Hey, were you walking?
Ralph Wilson.
All right, good talk, Mike.
Yeah, that was fun. He must be at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah. He's with Drake May. He borrowed his phone for a second there. It went so well for so much of it.
You know what, though? I'd want to go cover this game at this time of the year. Not in December.
It's a fun game.
But at this time, early October, please.
Buffalo, Sunday night, Allen versus the guy everybody wants to pretend.
It's going to be gorgeous, by the way. It's going to be like in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, no. It's supposed to touch 80 potentially. Yeah. I don't know about in Buffalo, but around here, it's supposed to touch 80 on Sunday.
One of my absolute favorite stadiums to play in.
Me too.
Because they're just right on top of you.
Yes.
Man.
And all these old ones are just getting put away. It's like because it is similar in sort of the bowl structure to Foxborough. The original Buffalo, now they've built up around it and more over the years.
Yeah,
but
that front row is 5 yards from your bench.
Right.
It's right there.
And it's set down into the ground a little bit and that whole thing.
Is this the last year they're going to play in that stadium?
Yeah, then they move into whatever multi-billion dollar modern cool stadium that they probably need and is probably good for them. But it is a little bit sad. It's a cool environment. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll break down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of the comments that Mike Giardi had there in terms of this Patriots game. Sounds like they're worried in Buffalo, but I'm also worried that what he said about Sean McDermott convincing the Bills of something could become an issue on Sunday night. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.